Hello, Joseph here in Tokyo, continuing my documenting my trip to Europe earlier in December 2011. And today it's 27th of December 2011, about 9:40 p.m. And yeah, just documenting it for my own purposes, really, just so I have a record. So I'd arrived in Paris and I'd spent a couple of days during the daytime. I was rebuilding the iRun after the journey, and then in the evenings, on the second evening, I was invited out by Paul Papadimitriou, a very good friend who used to work here, live and work here in Tokyo. Very fortunate, in fact, there was quite a few people, about four or five people who I knew from Tokyo who no longer live here, but it was great to be able to meet them in Paris. So that first evening, we went out for a meal, and I was chatting with this chap I'd just met across the table. And he was talking about how he comes to Japan on business. And I said, "Oh, right, what company or what service, do you work for?" And he said, "Oh, you may not have heard of us. We're Evernote." And I was like, "Evernote? Of course I know you guys. I love what you do." And I must say, the team are as nice as the software. They really are lovely. I was very pleased to have the chance to hang out with them, and had a lovely meal. I accidentally ate the dinner belonging to the editor of one of the editors of The Next Web, who was with us. I didn't actually realize I was doing that until her food never showed up, and then another dish for me showed up. I felt very silly and very naughty, and but it was too late. Anyway, never mind. She forgave me, thankfully. So the second night, I didn't go out. I was feeling a bit sick. But the first day of the conference, then, after 2 days prep, it was the first day of the conference. Now, this was the day when I wasn't wearing the iRun. I was going in my suit, because that evening we were to meet President Sarkozy. So I donned my suit. I must say, I really like my new suit. I hope I still like it, because it's been in it. My suitcase is still in customs, still being checked. It's about 14 days now since I sent it, and there's a soggy shoe in there. So I'm thinking my suit might have be a bit smelly because of this soggy shoe. Anyway, so yes, wore my suit and sat in on the conference for day one. It's the first time I've been to such a large tech conference, and I must say I really enjoyed it. Sitting down near the front on one of the blogger tables, and listening to the likes of Eric Schmidt of Google CEO, and a number of other interesting speakers. It was interesting. And what was also interesting was hanging out in the. Of course, I had a speaker's pass. For the conference, which meant that, of course, I could go into the green room, the green space backstage where the speakers hang out. And it was really interesting to meet all these CEOs of various companies and apps that I use on a regular basis. And you hear about these people, you read about these people, you know their products, and I think it's only natural, in a way, to, if it's a product or something that you really, really like, or you really admire them for having created these companies, you do tend to put them on pedestals. And it's really disillusioning in a positive way when you meet them in reality and you find they're just regular folks, just like you, very, very nice people, who've just put their heart and soul into their apps and things, and have found success, but very approachable. The journalists as well. Some very well-known tech journalists were there, of course. And this whole clang from clang, this whole clan from Silicon Valley over here over there in Europe. It was very interesting to meet them in real life. And anyway, so. During the day, it was a case of kind of, talking to various people and having some food and wandering around and stuff. And yeah, it was pretty interesting. It was pretty interesting, but it was going to get more interesting, because that evening we had a date at the presidential palace. So I shall talk about that in my next audio boo about Paris. Thank you. Bye bye.